Mike. Hello.
Hey.
Testing.
Testing.
All right, now it should be recording.
We are live day after Christmas.
Not all of we, the royal we. Actually, probably 99% of humankind is in the ground, sadly.
I'ma never be royal.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. There's a ever-dwindling percentage of live humans, mathematically, in humanity. Weird when you think about it.
Why are there so many live people?
Sound check.
Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya. What? No? No, it's weird. Projects that you actually want people to go to, they don't. But then it's that weird thing about being like a prep in high school. If you totally ignore things, then they come toward you. Like the one project that has... I'll get a live check on it right now and
go
to...
Yeah, get a live check. You get a live check.
Facebook.com. And then we go to...
Is that a new site?
We go to pages. We go to Rung. And 386 likes. 12 likes this week for Rung, a band that I quote-unquote started with a friend guitarist over the internet, and we haven't written a single song for it. It's just a logo on a Facebook page. It has nearly 400 likes.
Who, you did or someone did that?
I did the logo. Like, I did all the logo and stuff, but there's no band, there's no music, but it has nearly 400 likes. And it's just a hollow project with
That's
no content.
Badass.
And then the Sipcast has 51 likes, and we've been
hard
charging for nearly a year
working.
Now. It's going to be like in literally like two, or actually a little less than a month and a half or so. It's going to be a year that we'll have been doing this, and we have 51 likes to show for it. So thank you, avid listeners. And I'm sure that like probably 30 to 40 of you don't even ever check in. You probably
so
scroll
good.
Right past the Facebook posts, and I'm sure that feeds into like I see some feedback. It's like 150 reach on your post is like, I know most of those are lies. That's just like a screen scrolling past. That's a cat who fell asleep on the space bar most of the time.
Oh, speaking of things like that, like on the internet. So Anthony was saying yesterday at Christmas, he said he was explaining how advertisers pay, you know, search engines, et cetera, and how all the, you know, the money is exchanged. And so every time you click on something, they get charged, you know, and then the further they're up on the pages, you get charged for people actually
SEO
for your
and
clicks,
all that.
Your click likes and stuff like that. So Anthony, one day, he was super mad that they tried to dick us over when we bought our vehicle, and he was super mad that they tried to weasel in extra money, even though we said like we absolutely don't want that, and then somehow they still did. So Anthony says, one day at work, that's all I did was clicked on anything that said Nissan Briggs, Nissan Briggs, Nissan Briggs. yes, Nissan Briggs. And then he would close the window and open it again. And he goes, so that $2,000 they tried to screw us over, by the end of time, it'll be $100,000 that I made them pay by clicking.
Nice.
I'm like, and I go, Anthony, he goes, and I worked on other important stuff too.
I worked on feeding our family also.
But I didn't know that's working. That's funny. So now anytime if you see a Briggs Nissan, you click it.
Okay.
Any of you.
Any of you, person.
Person.
Chance.
Hi, Chance. Woo! We need to show up one day and like Sipcast in front of him. And just be like, hey. And he'll be like, wait, it's not as good. I like it better with the sound effects and after you fix it.
Apparently it doesn't improve with self-referential style. Going further down the rabbit hole. Apparently this hole was enough. You're just standing around it and like worrying about what might be down there. You don't really need to go down there. There's no sense in that.
There's nothing in the hole.
Yeah, it's scary enough just to think.
And so, that's what everyone's been busy doing. Find out what's in the hole.
Yeah, can you get out of that hole?
Oh, that's nice. So we had a good Christmas. We got to see you.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Got to see your face.
See the kids.
Your hair.
All that. All the things stuck together like a weird Play-Doh doll. Cheekbones.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the kids obviously got spoiled rottens.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the silly putty that I got them has already lodged up something's rectum against or with its own free will. I'm not saying your kids did it. I'm just, that's where I'm saying cosmically it's lost somewhere in the anus of the universe.
What, are you talking about the silly putty?
Yes.
Yeah, the blue one, we can't find it.
Exactly. I'm telling you, check all anuses.
No, gross, no.
do a cavity search of the whole house.
I'm sure it's dried up under a couch.
Cavity search the premises.
No. No. Well, we have the pink one because you gave it to Kinsley and she's responsible.
Yeah, I wonder where that blue one is.
I don't know. I saw the half shell of the peanut. I like how it works so hard. It's
putty in a half shell. Where's the putty? There's the putty in a half shell. Where's the putty? I just have half a peanut shell from the 80s.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You live this long.
I know.
And then you just give it to a kid.
They just gave it to us. So, like, or me, and it lasted this long.
I know. Well, you're a little more responsible.
Am I? Look around you.
I know.
I don't have to say anything to disprove your point.
I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to describe what I see.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about talking to Roscoe about fixing my taxes for me.
He probably could.
Yeah, he probably could. Your taxes are a butthole.
All right. It was funny. I did that. We were at Christmas Eve at Dad's, and Roscoe comes in. He hadn't had a nap for a couple of days. He comes in, and he tries to be funny, and he goes, "So what did he say?" He goes, "Whatever, Mom, you're a butthead." And I go, "Roscoe, you're a little butthead." And then we launch into butt insults back and forth around the table, and Aunt Linda finally goes, "I'm done." And I'm just like, I go, "Roscoe, we've been ceased. We can no longer." He's like, but I didn't know, I didn't know he would take it that far. I should have known. And then two, I didn't know it would irritate people to use the word butt so much. When is it never okay to use the word butt so frequently?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, maybe we reached our max on that one. That's funny. You should probably be like, we're not letting them come over next Christmas.
That's when you need to just have a more verbose knowledge of carpentry and stuff like that, and be like, now what kind of joint would you recommend? A butt joint?
Or
like a dovetail? Or you want to go with butt
joint?
No,
they have
you
really great joint? Wood is in Butt, Montana.
Yeah. Am I mispronouncing Butt, Montana?
Butte.
It's a Butte or is it Butt?
It's
not Butt. It's Butte. Okay. I usually say Butt. I say Butt all the time.
I know. It's so funny. We're like, we're driving through Butt. Montana.
We're driving right into Butt.
Yeah. It was really funny. It was endless jokes.
Why is the grass all brown? Because you're in Butt. That's not grass.
You're so closed in.
Ah, someone run over a pack of skunks. Did a skunk truck drop a bin of skunks, and then it got hit by another skunk truck, which careened off the road into a skunk factory?
But
Montana. That's what happened at Tacoma, at least.
They should just own it. They should just own Butt, like that they're Butte, and just say Butt. And then, just make everything butt paraphernalia. Like, not, like, gross stuff. Not, like, nasty. There could be a nasty section, because there always is.
Yeah, there could be, like, hairy butts somewhere. For the most part, just, you know, nice caramel-colored butts doing funny stuff.
Just cute things, like toilet paper factory. That's funny.
A toilet paper dispenser that's, like, you pull the toilet paper out of a butt. So it's just, like, pulling white poop out of a butt. You can buy brown toilet paper, too. Why not? I guess because then you wouldn't know if you wiped properly.
I think they
could... Color-reactive toilet paper... Lithmus toilet paper. I'm onto something. It turns multicolored, the color of rainbows, like tie-dye. And then you can post your tie-dye garlands on Feces Book.
Feces?
Feces Book. It's spelled a little differently.
Just a little.
You better... I really wish that QWERTY had put the A and the E further away at this point in my life.
It's for your backside.
Because it's only one letter off. And now I know why scat porn is so popular. It's just a lot of confused people who can't spell. A lot of dyslexic people, I think. It's mostly dyslexia.
Oh, that's where they come together.
I think most Germans must be dyslexic.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Because they get confused. They're like, feces, faces? I don't get it.
Feces book.
No, yeah?
Let's go on to the feces book. Oh, no.
Oh, no, mispronunciation.
Not at all what I expected.
Awkward.
This is awkward, but I'll still look.
I'm still here. Is anybody leaving?
Could I hitch a ride later?
We're all still here, and I brought the ponies.
Involve also bats. Feces. It's gross.
Yeah. I didn't invent the words. Funny. And also bandana and banana are just one letter apart. I noticed that. Bandana's much easier to spell, though. That D does a whole lot for, like,
Bandana.
It's like a nice literary, what's the name? Road mark, road sign. Mm-hmm. There's a name for it. The thing that, signpost, statuary, leather hat.
We're here watching Jason's mind process ketchup. Out loud.
I think I'm just getting further away from it.
I can't. I like how we are today.
No, I'm not gonna get it.
Just thinking.
Sign something. Iconoclast. What is an iconoclast? come on.
Oh.
Dictionary. Road. That's not even a word, road mark. This is going to be the worst part of the whole Sibcast ever, is me trying to figure out...
Well, a lot of us have struggled with...
Trademark, daymark, road rage. That's not... I guess people turn into road marks after road raging. I left my road mark on the world. Who's that guy?
Better than a skid mark. That's embarrassing.
yeah, it's true. Maybe that guy left that.
Death is better.
I don't know. Lucky Charms.
Yep.
Yeah, we solved it.
Whew! You're gonna be, like, laying in the middle of bed and drugs. I'd be like, I got it! That's the one! That's okay. A lot of times we make mistakes and we mess up.
Yeah.
That's okay, you just make more of them. It's okay.
I make beautiful mistakes. Out of small bits of colorful paper.
That's what I say about my
And
kids.
When the wind is right, I release them into the world. My mistakes. I just like on a hilltop, on like a nice curly hilltop, where I'm just like
And sometimes farts.
And
like
then you,
hurt right
oh yeah,
after
those are coming out the back.
You hear them fluttering and then there's like poop.
Yeah. And then you see a bunch of planes crash and stuff in the distance. Those are all my that's the butterfly effect. They're all little origami butterflies that I release into the world and via the butterfly effect. Hey, there's a super villain. That's not even a funny one. What's that guy's name? Mm-mm. Butterflyer.
So menacing.
Yeah. The butterfly!
That sounds like Sneaky Wheat.
I know, I was trying to make
I'm
a
sorry.
Mess. Well, Sneaky Wheat,
We're
you know.
We're sorry, guys.
He moonlights. He does other things. Uh-huh. You can't just, because eventually when Wheat's out of all the food, what's he going to do? So he's practicing other things.
That's true. Yeah. Everybody's got to have something.
Yep. He can't just be, like, you know, it used to be you could have one job, but now
is
you have to diversify.
Like the, like, the music as he like pulls like his suitcase behind him goes into like silhouette of a shadow and he's like yeah it's
yep.
All the weeds gone, but the funny thing
I'm,
is when
I'm headed
like,
back east. I hear there's work in the oil derrick fields. Gotta go work with Pa and my brothers.
Ma Wheat and Pa Wheat
and Sneaky Wheat.
And then apparently like, and the parents like don't do that here.
No, people think we're different in that.
I just see Ma Wheat putting her hand on his shoulder.
People think we're different enough because of the color and texture of our skin. It's coarse and fibrous.
Well, it's funny though when finally education infiltrates people as stubborn as our parents. When Dad, you know, at a conversation about gluten or whatever, says, you know, they're saying that. It's the stuff. Oh no, Anthony said it. Anthony, he's also stubborn. He's always
he's
like,
also
I'll take
a parent.
The extra glutens.
Oh yeah.
But
I'll take her glutens.
Yeah, he always said that at the restaurant with Dave. Dave. Anyway, he said, you know, it's actually they're talking. It's the Roundup and the stuff that is processed with. I'm like, yeah, I've been saying that for years, babe. Thanks for listening. He's like, huh? Like, yes, I know that. It'd be nice if one day he goes. And then he had the idea we should start our own. Have the wheat that's untouched and unblemished have like start a little tiny field of our own wheat that people could actually eat. That's wheat.
You have to harvest that, you know.
It's
though.
Eatable wheatables. That's adorable.
Yeah, it's
over here, Brandon. Shit.
It's literally an adorable mouthful.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can even use that. It's like our name is Clunky, and we know it.
We own it.
We own it. Literally. A lot of these jokes are hyper-literal, if you haven't noticed.
Not cynical, that's different.
We love our jobs.
We love our jobs.
No, I have to harvest wheat. You're going to have to get like a mini combine.
Anything, it's miniature, I'll buy it. It's fine.
Just like only the kids can operate it because it's that miniature. Mm-hmm. An adult can't fit into it. You could operate it remotely.
All my cats can operate it.
There you go. Just put a cat in it, then operate it remotely. And then people will be like, look at that cat harvesting grain.
Oh, mm-hmm. You'll send off Bjork and Helix to work for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go work with the family on the farm in Kansas.
Yep, they'll come back
and
grizzle.
On the miniature wheat.
With wheat poking out of their little mouths.
They've got one little grain just like...
It's like bow-legged.
Yeah, they come back a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little dustier.
After working with them naked cats on the farm.
Although I get the feeling that Bjork would be, you know, he'd be the prissy one, and I'm not sure if who would learn from who. Would he change the country, or would the country change him? I wonder. Little bit above. Little son-in-law action.
It's all so lovely. It's like the perfect Hallmark movie.
Yeah, I did watch.
We should have a whole channel of Hallmark with just all the movies recreated with cats.
Oh,
that'd
my god.
That would be so funny.
That would be the suicide channel. You would go watch it. You would overdose on sugar of sweetness. You would just get diabetes from watching the first commercial break. It's like, here's a message from our sponsors, and it's a bunch of Purina and cat videos and stuff. You're like, oh, God. Oh. Diabetes. Straight in my face.
And then they have diabetes commercials just to...
Yeah, right after. Diabetes. Yes, please.
Yeah, I need my medical testing supplies.
Yes.
Shipped to my home.
Yes, please. Could you just put it right into my mouth or my arm? I don't know how this works. I just got diabetes.
Well, Grandma watches the Hallmark Channel. She says she loves it. And I like it because it's...
Nothing bad ever happens on it.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have it.
There's no such thing as testosterone on the Hallmark Channel.
You can't have it.
Like, literally, there were two dudes who I caught a piece where, like, some guy... Yeah, I caught a piece.
Sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Maybe, we're talking about the Hallmark Channel and television.
Oh, yeah, there's a hot piece on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, Jason caught it.
Hallmark after
Jason's
hours.
Like, I caught it with my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how it is. No. I caught a scene or two from a movie where there was a woman mm-hmm. who was weird because there was a guy that she had fallen in love with mm-hmm. when this other dude had gone away, and he came back and he's being all noble. He's like when he comes back and he finds out she's with someone that like he is just like, oh well, shucks howdy. And then you show him, then you see him outside with her new boyfriend or fiance, like helping him load the car. He's like, well, I'm happy for her. She couldn't have been with a better guy, shucks.
Yeah, like in the real world, it would be loading the shotgun.
It would be a lot of dudes like, bro, what's up? And then like,
hey,
also, the fact also that it was weird because the guy who had come back was a full foot taller than the other guy. And they were like, it was also weird because in the sense that they didn't project any male testosterone energy, they also didn't mask the fact that, because they had the guy standing next to each other. Usually when you have a height disparity like that, you don't see it because they'll put them so they look close. But on Hallmark, they don't. It was just one guy was like this, and the other guy was like this. Yeah, okay. And they're like, and the guy was like this was the guy who
that's how women see it.
It was almost exactly like, it was weird seeing the subliminal, like, just weird
like
camera
that.
Angles and
yeah,
stuff. Like
as much as you, like... You could make it as extreme as you want, and then then everything works out okay. And
yeah, exactly. Everything,
yes!
Like every
yes!
time you think someone's gonna be a douche or be mean, it's just like,
or like a bar fight, they end up being like, "Let's dance off."
Yeah, it's like, bar fight. It's like, well, my misunderstanding, bro. Would you like a beer instead of fighting or
yes,
something like
exactly.
that?
They'll
always like, oh no, hurt feelings. Everyone's happy.
I know. That's the funny thing is watching the Hallmark Channel. I'm laughing, and Anthony goes. He said, he's like, what? This is where I watch all the 90210 stars go to die. And then literally, no joke, 20 minutes later, a commercial, Luke Perry is in the next movie. And we're like, what? He's like a cowboy who only plays a cowboy on TV, but he goes off to the ranch. I mean, it's just, it's going to be.
Starring Tori misspellings.
Yeah, for real. She has a lot of misspellings.
Oh, snaps. Man.
But, snaps, so we're watching snaps, that. Man. We're watching some of these movies come on, and I'm just laughing. But I literally look over at Grandma. A Christmas Eve, and I go, do they just go to like an island where all the attractive people are and then just put them on TV?
Yeah.
Because like the mother is like perfect.
They just bring a camera to the island. It's like the Galapagos, but it's hot people.
Yes, but that's where it's hot Galapagos. It's like it's almost like a second version of the sun. Like it's so hot.
There's just a lot like a hot Galapagos is also where all the idyllic sound effects come from, and like stop photo and stuff, stop photography. Like all the pictures of people like swishing their hair behind their head, like out of a pool, and smiling.
All the shaving commercials where everyone's happy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actual period blood where they come from. Liquid. it's very graphic. Yeah. Like their
menstrual cycles are like ocean water.
Yeah, exactly. And they make no bones about it. And they're not bashful.
There's no cramping or testosterone.
That's why they're so much more evolved and better than us, and why they're
so
on the island.
So attractive though.
Yeah, truly they are.
All the Victoria's Secret models.
Yep, the angels come from Hot Galapagos Island. It's true.
But it's funny because I'm watching all these people. One, they're so attractive.
Container ships of angels. You just see a container ship, like one of the chains comes loose and a bunch of angels just flop out of it. Just like spilling out of like, oh, my heels.
Oh, no. So much. And then they become mermaids. That's how you get mermaids.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you mix them.
Once you get water on them,
you got the runoff from the fish factory. Everything that doesn't get put into omega-3 oil capsules gets mixed in with a percentage of the damaged angels that fall out, and then they become mermaids.
They're not damaged. They're just it's collateral.
Any ones where the legs are what's damaged, they can turn them into mermaids. Yeah. Super easy. Super easy.
You don't have to understand it.
Yeah, you don't.
To work.
And you shouldn't. Yeah, if you do, then it goes away because it's magic.
It's not fun anymore. Yeah. Well, it was funny because they can really act. Like, the whole time, like, 95% of the people on those can act. And then...
What?
You get to, like, one mom who's just like, and I with you.
What? Which one are we talking
Hallmark
about?
Channels.
Huh? On the Hallmark
movies.
Channels?
Yeah. On the movies, like, most of the people can... Like, they're wildly attractive and can act.
Yeah.
But then, like, it was funny. There was the mom who was just like... You're always here in my heart. And you're just like, no, that's BS. You took it too far. I wanted it to be fake. Yep. I wanted everyone to be borderline homosexual because that's where the happiness is.
Exactly. Yeah,
you can't have testosterone if you're borderline. Like,
you'll have like an 11-year-old boy come in and they'll be like a little prepubescent and be like, get out of here, Kyle. You get the hell out.
You have way too much of that.
Just a touch of testosterone. It's disturbing. I can see you seem angry. Get out.
Well, that's like Anthony.
We're knitting.
When we're getting an argument, it ends up in an argument, but I'll bring up something and I'll be like, that's just not the way I wanted you to react. And he's just like,
wrong.
You just wanted me to say what you wanted in your but my voice. Or I'm like, no, that's not it. That sometimes I do want that. But right now I just want you to be like, oh, that's awesome. And so he'll go, okay, like this. And he'll go, oh my gosh, babe, that's awesome. And I'm just like, stop. I like that. And he's like, so you want me to act like I'm gay? One of your girlfriends? And I'm like, well, sometimes. And I go, oh, that's it. I'm calling Aurora.
Well, this is another example of why it may not be the wisest thing, especially with modern culture, to A, cohabitate, and B, necessarily get married. Like, maybe just be friends with kids, and, you know, maybe we'd all be happier. Not to say that's the case with you, but a lot of people suck at being married and having kids, and if you just actually restructured the way we looked at, like, what a healthy child could be raised in, I don't think you have to live in this. I think it's more important to be happy separate than fighting together. Not to say
example. No, these are hilarious fights. Like, we literally get over it with a sense of humor and love. Like, it's fine. If you go into a relationship and you don't have a sense of humor and you don't have the
everlasting... You go into life and you don't have a sense of humor.
That's so true.
You're the worst.
But no, what we've gone through, what we go through is totally works. It's hard. It's freaking work, man. But the kids benefit, and we get to have this relationship, and we get to get through it, and we fight and we make up. The only thing we argue in front of each other, but not about anything that involves, like, the kids. Like, oh, I said why it could. Well,
and every now and then it comes to blows, and sure, blood gets drawn sometimes, but I think that's part of a healthy upbringing.
It's probably fine.
You know, to start a fight club amongst the family.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Hey, well, it's funny because the boys do. They have to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get it out at some point.
That's you casting your gender roles on them. Just like nets, like blankets while they're sleeping. You're just like, here you go. Here's who you are. How dare you?
Oh, stop it.
Assign them their gender roles.
Ew, that stuff stinks. Is that what pot is?
How dare you
smell
pot?
Smell like that?
Huh? No.
Smell like
probably
that?
Probably not. A little
bit. Oh, my goodness, gross. Anyway, so it was funny talking about gender roles. One of the nephews, he's two and a half, something like that. And he wanted a pink tractor. And dad was like, mm-mm. And grandma's like, what do you want? And like making sure, because they said, what do you want for Christmas? A tractor. What color? Pink. And dad's like, uh-uh. And so then they're like, okay, well, what do you want? He goes, I want a pink tractor. Like, really cute. And he's just like, and so grandma ended up getting him a little one. Like,
a pink tractor. Getting the least amount of pink tractor possible.
Yeah.
And then they get him a big blue one or something next to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's funny, because you think about it, like, I've the one who's been, like, a shining example is my best friend, Aurora. She's been so great about the kids when they went through their phases where their girls are like, I don't want to be girly. I don't want to wear dresses or pink or purple. I want to wear boy clothes and camo and all this stuff. And she's like, they are who they are. Whatever they go through, if you let them go through, guess what? Elena came right out of it. She wants Now she's super girly. She wants to dress up and she wants heels. But she let her be who she was. And that to me is a shining example of parenthood, of saying, it's okay to be whatever it is. That's not saying like, you know, I mean, truly, you can talk about like gender and stuff like that. But it really is just about who are you as a person? Are you fine wearing that and rocking? Like, Wyatt loves to wear pink. I don't care because he looks really good in pink. And he's so confident and plenty of testosterone that he's doing all right. Well, I don't even care if he ends up however he ends up. But if he wants to wear, he was so excited that I got these, like, really, you know, soccer socks that just slide on over your shin guards? When they just, they literally... when it like slides over and then you just fold it and it's so smooth, that really awesome, like almost like a dry fit material. I found a pink pair of Adidas, two pink pair at TJ Maxx. They were on clearance for whatever reason, brand new, $1.49. I bought both, of course. I'm mother's child, I'm not stupid. And Wyatt goes, what, you got a pair? And I go, I got another one for you. And he's like, yes! So he wears that. And
oh my gosh, we're like sisters.
And I'm like, hey, but they're, and then their school colors are purple. So he's out there with black shorts, pink socks, purple shirt. And he does not care, obviously. The child on the commute here wore his cloak from Halloween. It is a shoulder to ground cloak.
Wears that weird bear, you know, vest everywhere too. Like, no, that's badass.
He does not care. If anyone can get through it, it's that kid. He's like, this is what I want to do
today.
Well,
it's good. And that's sort of something that I was saying about, that was an overcorrection from the gender equality, or all the people saying that we're all casting gender roles on kids. They were the exact same people who were casting the opposite gender roles as soon as their kids go through one of those phases.
Yeah.
You see all those overly proud messages of, my 6-year-old son is identifying as a little girl, and Jessica,
yes!
She has all of our support. And it's like, no. No,
they
don't give it.
They just wanted to try
it. Just experimenting.
Yes.
They're not re-identifying, you psycho.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Kids don't have sexuality. Like, they're just experimenting with everything.
The funny thing is, that's a great point. I mean, I'm sure there are some kids that maybe understand it too soon. Maybe,
well, sure, they show some signs.
Maybe because
of
prompting from a parent.
But you can't assume.
Maybe because of how they are. Maybe you don't. Basically, as they grow, you don't need to, like, identify anything that they're going through. Like, think about what they're going through.
Can I say an even bigger issue?
Yeah.
Like, I want to yell, scream at all the forward-facing ear-hole moms in the world who are listening
to
this.
Here we go, Jason.
I'm sure you're encountering...
I'm married and no kids. Let's listen.
I'm sure you're encountering similar child-rearing issues in the blackness of reality, which you enjoy, because light has been extinguished in the universe, and all you have for perception is forward-facing ear holes, which understand nothing but binary input.
So he's not going to insult you first, but go on.
So, coming from where I hope that you understand me, somehow I just affected a weird semi-southern, not really any kind of dialect, preachy but not so preachy, a little confused, possibly inebriated accent.
It's Colonel Sanders.
From a different era. Can you hear her? What I'm saying? No.
Nope. That
was
a
saying. Oh.
Yeah, here we go.
I gotta stop with the antics.
Yeah, you can't. Honestly. If you want to be taken seriously.
Honestly.
If you want to be taken seriously here. Okay, go on.
Jesse Gibson is my name. I don't really know what I'm talking about because I always forget. Jesse Gibson, because I always go to different topics and I never really know what I'm talking about. There's a car. It's parked. Was there a squirrel? No, the squirrel was behind the car. I thought it was driving it for a second.
That's a common mistake. Yeah.
Very
I'm sorry, deceptive. Were you driving? I'm sorry.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit your car.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Colonel Jesse right. Gibson, here's my card.
My card, I am a lawyer also. I own a chain of deep fried sandwiches, sandwich restaurants.
Oh, squirrel meat. This is awkward.
Deep fried squirrel meat sandwiches. This is very awkward. I said too much. I'll see you in court.
I'll take my card back.
Take that. Stop eating my card. So, speaking of mental illness.
Ooh, that's a good segue.
Bro, of nothing.
Totally normal.
That's the other thing, is people over-acknowledging gender identity. I've heard this, like, there's a kind of mother who, when I hear them talk about their kid, they don't talk about their kid in terms of a person. They talk about them in terms of a set of disabilities. And it's very disturbing.
Well,
it's,
and that's what makes them believe that they are their disabilities. And it's like, that's exactly. Just saying, like, are your gender. I am who I am.
Exactly. And I've heard moms refer to behavioral disorders over and over. They say their behavioral order more than they say their child's name, which is disturbing. I've seen that.
Or they lead with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
he's this way because. And it's like,
because of his disabilities, this and that. Yeah, it's like your kid, he's a little spastic, but like, why do you keep reinforcing all this disability nonsense? And that's the same thing with gender roles.
They're like flashing forward. Like, it's okay, it's because of this.
It's because of this. Excuses. Like, no one has any problem with kids.
It's no reflection on me. It's not them. It's not, it's his disorder. They're trying to separate. What they're trying to do is separate their child from the disorder, when in reality it's just something that he goes through, and now we have labels and understanding, but it doesn't make him any different than kids years ago.
These disorders are differentiations we have for kids from houseplants. Like, a kid's not just going to sit there all day and study. They're going to do other things. They're going to run around or like disagree. So everything that's called a disorder is everything that we think is. It's like, it's not just a kid sitting there. It's like, you're not just sitting there. You've got a problem. That seems to be the case, like when a kid's just not sitting there.
No, that's true. I mean, there are, obviously, we're not sitting here making, trying to make light or to completely.
Well, it's the same thing with the peanut allergies. It's a real thing, but it's only infant, it's a small fraction of what the problem is purported to be.
And it's a small fraction of who they are.
Yeah.
Like, stop highlighting that before you highlight the person, because whatever it is that differentiates them may be what causes them to make change and movement in the world if they believe that they can, and it isn't a disability, it isn't something that holds them back. Like, let's celebrate them, because like we talked about in a previous Sibcast with Da Vinci. He wrote backwards, he was dyslexic, he had ADD, and he's one of the most influential, like, artists in history.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just let them go.
He probably farted a lot.
I bet he did.
I feel like bad smell is something that history doesn't capture. Like, they always get, like, egoist, womanizer. Yeah. Maniac, megamaniacal, but they never really mention like olfactory things, and I don't think history, because I feel like brilliant people probably smell more as sort of to counterbalance how much they have to hang around.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they hate people and people hate them, but they have to be there, and a lot of that has to do with them smelling bad and people being dumb.
You know, you could have been more, like, had you been born in a different time, people have been like, oh, well, he's just an artist. But now they're like, hey, get a job. Go make pizza or something. But you're like, I just want to be me. I want to create. Like, that's how I picture you.
Yeah, that's kind of it. I feel like Mom and I were talking about last night that if I had found a mentor earlier, because the only thing I've lacked my whole life is focus. If I had focus early on, I could have...
But do you think figuring things out and having to do it the hard way?
Well, that's a different path.
Yeah.
That leads to where I ultimately led with, which is... And that conversation led to... Which was my school of mutants. I think that's sort of the reason that I fell down this Plinko path.
Plinko.
Because I fell through these.
No, cracks. He almost got the $10,000. Oh, yeah, zero.
Yeah, he almost got like the harem at 18, and like endless BJs and $1 billion and like multi. But no, he went down that path, and
no,
now he's
zero.
The loser.
The zero's right on either side of $10,000.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, exactly. So I got the zero.
That's
and then,
all you gotta tell people. I was so close.
So close.
I touched it.
Touched it. I'm like Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
It's like, Coach, put me in.
Yeah.
I don't want state.
I don't want state.
I bet I could throw a football over the mountains.
Right.
And then you see me just...
You could have so, so, so many life lessons from Napoleon Dynamite if only you let it guide you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so funny when I'm talking to the boys. I'm like, look, that's what happens when... You have potential, and that's all you care about. I go, Jason and I, we know people like that. They're still like, if only I had. We're like, that's half of a town that.
And the tragic part of all that is, if you were special then, you should be special now, you would think, and you're just as young now as you were then, comparatively speaking. So when you're 60, you'll be thinking, man, when I was 30,
Yeah!
I had the world at my fingertips.
I had everything.
I didn't know it.
Now I don't. And then when you're 90, you're like,
I was 60. I was such a badass.
Well, the funny thing is, when I visit Gail and I talk to her, it's so funny. She'd be like, oh, that was 30 years ago. That was 50 years ago. Then you're just like, wow, really can do lots of things.
Yeah.
If only you let yourself
do those things.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have any kids or anything. I was like, is your uterus dried up? She's like, oh, yeah. Gone. Dead and gone.
They got fertility meds. You could probably just, like, the same thing you give to dudes to make them all jacked up. You could probably jack up a lady's uterus to fire off one last round.
That's exciting. And then I bet they could have all the disabilities.
Although it probably would kill them. Yeah, you would die during childbirth, and the kid probably would have problems. So...
That's not as cute as we initially, once it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, once you actually go through the practicality of it and plan it out and do the blueprinting.
Yeah, it's not as nice. Wait, we can be somewhat reasonable.
Hang on, seconds. Hold on, everybody.
We're somewhat reasonable occasionally.
Uh-huh.
Marginally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like that's the conversation that's missing from a lot of higher up sort of thinking. It was reflected in that crazy book about... traveling to Jupiter, I forget what it was called.
To get more stupider.
We all listened to, Mom, Dad, and I listened, it's one of Dad's books, listened to it on the way to and fro Kansas.
To and fro.
To and fro line.
Okay.
it was like an experiment to see how people would fare going, like, traveling to Jupiter, inhabiting it, and I think it ended up being, a meta experiment where the people who were experimenting were part of the experiment, that kind of thing, which, you kind of see that thing coming when what I'm about to say happened in it, where you hear, like, supposedly smart characters in the book, and I even said this to Mom and Dad, I was like, these people are supposed to be smart, right? Then how come they're not self-referencing at all? How come they're not self-analyzing? All they're doing is analyzing everything but themselves. All their words are about what's going on outside of them and how that's the way things are. And I never hear one word of anybody checking themselves before they wreck themselves, if you will.
Well, and that is hugely, to be, like, very, very, like, blunt and to the point. That is so much of how people operate. Case in point, Steve Harvey. Like, everyone's like, how, you know, the funniest thing is how serious people are taking things, like, about it. Like... Well, he should die.
Really, when
he
you, just,
like, well, but yes, when you think
about
awkward.
It, but think about it. The mistake was not a mistake. Actually, when you look at it from a Columbia's perspective, the one who wasn't really the crown, she actually put it the good way, which I think, because I read the story about how she was reportedly suing Steve Harvey, sounded like bullshit. No. So I looked it up, because that's what I do. When I hear things, I look them up to make sure they're true. A lot of people don't. So I looked it up, and actually what she said was, she was happy to be Miss Universe for a couple of minutes. And she wouldn't have been Miss Universe at all had he done it right. Yeah. So she got a gift of a few minutes of thinking she was Miss Universe, and then she was the runner-up like she would have been anyway.
Yeah.
So no harm, no foul.
That's a really cool perspective. But the funny thing is, people were so quick to persecute him, like nail him up, which we get it. We've been talking about it. There's a bunch of idiots out there, social media. They've never accomplished a thing in their life. They're the people who are pointers. If you just point at everybody and point, that's exactly what you're talking about. No one's like turning, looking at the three fingers pointing back at them. You know? I'm looking at you.
Or off to the side if they point weird. It's like, like when someone's like three fingers point. Nope. You're point. Yeah.
I point like this.
Yeah.
The guy next to me.
Yeah. The guy next to me is more guilty than you and me, if anything. And then there's like my thumb pointing kind of down.
Down. So like it's the cats.
Yeah. There's a cat standing there. He's like, hold on. Let me see if I can line all this up. Give me a sec.
It all depends on how you point.
There
you
go. I look like a retard. Hey. Stop that. No one can see my hands, so they don't know what I was doing.
It's like you got a little bit of palsy. But,
No, this is palsy of the fists. I have involuntary palsy of the fists when kids go by on the skateboards. You kids.
But it's funny because it's all about self-reflection. I think that's the one big thing about people could sit here and say, just even about our sip guest, you know, what the hell are you guys doing? What are you talking about? You guys are this, you're that. It's like, well, no, we're talking it out. Like, normal. Like, you would sit around, like, a table and hash things out without getting so angry and then leaving your house and posting on Twitter. I can't believe this damn shit. You know, and then write it. Just talk. Like, let's hash it out. Maybe my mind will be changed. Maybe I can, you and I are very good at, like, when we have, like, personal conversations and we're talking about things, it's like, well, did you think about this? And you have to have people there to help point out. Be like, maybe you're not right. Or do you think the way you said, like, just this morning when you said... You know, I can kind of see in that conversation how I asked for it. You know, I kind of I may have poked the bear that was poking the bear. It's like, you, if you turn around and look, I'd be like, ah, I can see I could have handled that better. But most people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're so quick to point at everybody else and never say, well, maybe what did I do?
And then they get into that super hyper defensive mode that spirals into insanity, and then eventually you become a hermit who's just you're just sharpening sticks and painting brown lines on your face, which hopefully that's mud. I'm hoping that's mud.
Let's all hope it's mud.
Because
at least one side.
Yeah, at least
this one's
at
least out. This nostril's out.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
I don't know what's happening there. You might want to seek some antibiotics, sir. But
sir.
And, sir, quit dragging around that sack. I don't know what's in it, but it's wet, and I don't think it's very useful. I don't know why you're dragging that around.
It's not useful at all.
So that's the point. Like, I don't mind people having incorrect opinions, but it's when they start fighting for them tooth and nail when they've been disproven. That's what I find most of the things on Facebook, the arguments I get with people.
Hilarious.
I'm just like, all this has been disproven. All the shit that you're throwing at me, none of it's true, or it's been disproven. Like, it was never true, or it was true for a while, then we figured out it wasn't true.
And then Jason's over here like, I'll set you all straight.
Well, the internet's good for nothing. It's good for yelling at people.
It is fun. Well, and that's exactly it. You think about, you know, even in the past, even in movies or in just regular everyday life before the internet and all that and social media, you could go find a fight. You'll find one. Like, that's literally what I'm teaching Wyatt. I'm like, Wyatt, it is not easy, or it's very easy. You can't. It's not hard at all to find an argument. You can walk into anything. It's staying out of it when you know that you could literally say everything to be like, that's correct. You still won't be heard because idiots' ear holes are plugged.
Yep. That's the
I just picture them like,
no.
Like plugging their ears.
And then at a certain point they start crying, not because they're sad, but because they want to cry. They want to wail louder than you're talking.
Yes.
So they're just
why are you crying in front of me?
It's like, I'm going to outcry you're talking. And then hopefully baby or mama bear, we'll hear baby bear crying and come in and save them. That's what they're hoping for, I think.
And yeah, because they're still living with mom.
War mama bear in this sense, I think, does usually like that symptom or that thing that we were talking about earlier, where folks who find out who are proven wrong, they'll turn around and say that instigating you was the whole point. They're the same ones who, when they do that crying, they're also waiting for other people to jump on and start crying with them.
Yes.
It's that whole, like, blowing up a conversation.
Like, hey, why are you freaking out, man?
We're just joking.
We're just messing with you.
No,
how do you describe that type of person? Because it is a type. Like, when they light in like that, like, when they've been, like you said, when they've been disproven, it's not working anymore, they just go, hey, lighten up, man.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, why are you freaking out?
They're like, well, technically you did get me, but wait, why are you... Wait, no, hey! Yeah. And then you're both just sitting there like...
Well, I don't know. That's when I invite them to...
For coffee.
Yeah, for coffee and maybe more. Let's bury this hatchet. And by hatchet, I don't mean hatchet.
I mean other things.
Bop, 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 bop. Ta-da! A croissant.
Yep. Jason, honestly.
Hear that, kids? Drugs make you funnier.
Oh, my goodness.
Ba da ba ba da.
Drugs.
Drugs. 3, 2, 1. Yes!